members on the call. If you have questions for the coaches or the student athletes this morning, just hit star one on your keypad and we'll work those in as quickly as we can. We now welcome into the call the head coach of the Richmond Spiders, Danny Rocco. Good morning, Coach Rocco.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. A very impressive victory for you guys on Saturday, a 39-10 win over North Carolina A&T. Before we look ahead, give me your impressions on what went so well for you on Saturday.
I thought we played a really complete game. I thought that we complemented ourselves in all three phases, offensively, defensively, and in a kicking game. And I don't know if I've really have felt that way in a while. And we had a lot of guys step up. I think the three biggest storylines to me, obviously, the first one being Kevin Johnson, our starting quarterback, who took Kyle Laletta's place, when Kyle got injured. Kevin hadn't played all year. The plan was to get him redshirted this year. We had him on every trip. We had him in every meeting. But we had lost a couple of quarterbacks this year to injury, really three. So when we got to this stage of the season, Kevin really wanted to lead us into the playoffs, and he made that known to me, and he really played an outstanding game. Great leadership, great courage, and great poise and confidence. And then the second storyline was our field goal kicker, Griffin Trowell. He had a really, really good game. Made some tough kicks early when the game was tight. I think he had four field goals and three extra points, 7 for 7. But he allowed us to continue to extend our lead. And then I thought our defense really was the storyline of the day. They played very well against a very talented and a very well-coached A&T football team. I told my team leading up to the game all week long about how talented A&T was, but even more so how well-coached they were, how disciplined they were. So I really liked the way our team responded.
We've got several media questions in queue, if you'll get those for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of Dave Fairbank with the American Sports Network.
Good morning, Coach. I know you have gone over this a few times, so apologies, but why the about face with Kevin's red shirt when initially you said that you weren't inclined to do that?
Well, I was actually very animate about not doing it, so not only did I incline that I would not, I was adamant about not doing it. But when it came down to it, he just really wanted to play, and he told me that he wants to lead the team. He told me that this was something that he and his family strongly believed in. He told me that he felt that he'd be wasting an unbelievable opportunity if he did not take advantage of this chance to lead us into the postseason. And I slept on it, prayed over it. We revisited the next day, and he came in and said the exact same things. His dad was really strongly in belief that Kevin needed to play. He needed to show his teammates that he was there for them and for the senior class. And it's one of those moments that you just gotta trust your instincts a little bit. And if Kevin would have came to me and said, "Hey, Coach, I would certainly be willing to help out," or if you think I'm the right guy, give me the ball or anything like that, it wouldn't have happened. He came in here with the thought that, "Hey, you know what? I have the passion and the commitment to lead this football team." And he does, and he did give us the best chance to win. So once he kind of took the initiative and his family was committed to that storyline and to that belief, it made my decision a little bit clearer and a little easier. And then I had a lot of players kind of really rally around Kevin here as the week began. So we've had a really good season. We've had a lot of ups and downs, and I think as we've dealt with a lot of adversity this year, this team has gotten tighter and tighter and closer and closer.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, thanks, Dave. Yep.
Your next question is from the line of John O'Connor with the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Coach Rocco, the first stat of North Dakota that pops out is that turnover margin. Is that the thing that gets your attention as well?
Yeah, you know, I was really taken back by that. Going into all the preliminary work, I was very much of the opinion and aware of the fact that they ran the ball very well against just about everybody, and they defended the run very well against just about everybody. So that was kind of my starting point here as we started to look forward to making this trip and playing this game. And then, as you just stated, then you go through the stat line, and it really is like an, oh, wow, I think it's plus 17. So when you kind of when you're watching the opponent for the first time, I did see him against Stony Brook. I wasn't paying a ton of attention, but I did see him against Stony Brook. I did recognize their physicality. That was kind of like my starting point here. So as we're working through this, we do have to make sure we take care of the ball. I know one of their corners has had a phenomenal year, taking the ball away, interceptions, and then, you know, scoring on defense.
Hey, if I could follow up by asking if Richmond's experience at the Fargo Dome might be of some assistance this week.
Well, you've got to lean on something, you know, so I think that is something to lean on. You heard me say after the fact a year ago how, you know, we did all the right things, in my opinion. Not that I wouldn't tweak a few things, and we'll see how we move forward this week. But, you know, last year our starting quarterback was unable to practice the whole week before we got to the Dome. So the only time he ever really could even take a snap was on game day. So all the preparation, you do the preparation for the quarterback as much as anybody. So I think we'll do some things similar to what we did a year ago. I think we'll tweak some things. I do think, though, that our players, having been in that environment, do have some recall as to what that can be like and the significance and the importance of communication. And it all starts here this week as we begin our preparation.
Thank you.
Thanks, John.
Your next question is from the line of Mark Berman with Roanoke Times.
Now that you've kind of seen Johnson in action with your group, do you have a better sense now of, okay, I know game planning this week, this is what our identity is on offense, you know, with this quarterback, and maybe it's the same as it was with Kyle, I don't know, but what's your sense of what you have to work with now offensively for this week?
Yeah, I think that was probably the biggest light bulb moment that we had when we recognized that Kevin was committed to doing this and that he was going to be our decision. It allowed us to basically run our offense. I think the other options that we were preparing for there Sunday night and Monday were going to be a little more unorthodox for us. Not to say that we wouldn't have some good decisions and some good answers, but Kevin allows us to run our offense. You know, Kevin can throw the ball deep down the field, and we had become a run and play action football team. And most of our big momentum plays have been down the field shots and throws off of play action pass. Kevin does that very well. We did have a couple things kind of live through the week and got implemented in the game and got called. We ran a couple snaps with Brian Brown at quarterback. Those were all kind of ideas we had prior to Kevin, you know, making this decision and offering this type of resolve towards committing to help us in the postseason. So we still have a couple other ways that we will implement in the game. To move the ball, create a little balance, and maybe deceive a little bit the defense. But for the most part, you know, Kevin can run the offense the way that our offense has been designed. And that's exciting for John Garrett, who then can call the game with pretty good confidence with the ability to get the ball distributed down the field.
Obviously, you've had a couple wins on the road this year, obviously including the one in Charlottesville. But what's kind of the what's the confidence level of this team when it goes on the road? And obviously, that's the case this week.
Well, I mean, it's a great question. I think I feel like we've overcome a lot of adversity. So I think with that, you become united. You know, when you survive together, you can't help but to continue to unite. I felt that our locker room, and this is my fifth season here, I felt like our locker room before the game, at halftime, and then after the game was as good of a locker room as we've had. And I just sensed that everybody responded to Kevin's decision. Everybody took ownership. Here's a young man that is taking ownership and sacrificing, you know, for the team. And everybody in that locker room wanted a part of that. They wanted to be a part of that. So we had role players. I named 8 or 9 in the team meeting yesterday. We had 8 or 9 role players play like they haven't played all year long. The biggest play in the game was a punt return for touchdown by Dejon Brissett. The week before, he fumbled the opening kickoff at William & Mary. So we had a lot of guys step up. Some of them were replacing guys that are injured and no longer available. Other guys just had roles that were special teams or backup roles that they just took more ownership of. So with that mindset, I'd like to think this team can go on the road and play with great confidence. And that is our hope and our goal here this week.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Danny, congratulations on the victory. Good luck this Saturday at North Dakota, and appreciate your time today.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you.